Welcome to Good TV and welcome to our teaching today called Freedom from Idolatry and the Occult.
欢迎大家收看好消息电视台以及我们今天所要分享的单元是讲到脱离拜偶像还有异端。
We want to share with you today how idolatry and occult practices open you up to the invisible spirit world.
今天这堂课会跟大家分享到拜偶像以及异端邪术怎么样的把我们带到邪灵的辖制底下。
And how Jesus came to set us free from these influences in our lives.
然后再来看到主耶稣他是怎么样的来让我们的生命得释放。
In John chapter 10 and verse 10,
在约翰福音十章十节
Jesus said, the thief, referring to Satan, has come to steal, kill, and destroy.
耶稣他说盗贼，这个盗贼指的就是撒旦，他是来杀害、偷窃、毁坏。
But I have come to give you life and give it more abundantly.
但是我来是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So Jesus made it very clear there are two possible sources of spiritual power.
所以在这句话，主耶稣他就清楚指出，在这世界上有两个权势。
There is an invisible spiritual world all around us.
在我们的周围，其实就充满了整个肉眼看不见的属灵世界。
Within that spirit world.
在这个灵界里。
There are demonic spirits seeking to destroy our lives.
那有一个权势是从邪灵来的，他想要找机会摧毁我们生命。
And they look for an opportunity to enter and influence us.
所以他们不断地要找一些的管道可以进入我们生命里来影响我们。
The Bible tells us as a result of the fall of Adam and sin.
那圣经也告诉我们从亚当夏娃犯罪之后。
That all of the world is under the influence of these spiritual powers.
整个世界就落入了这个邪灵的权势。
But Jesus came with this purpose in mind.
那但是他耶稣来的时候带着这样的一个意思旨意。
That he would destroy the works of the devil.
就是要来毁灭整个邪灵的工作。
Bring us back into relationship with God so we could know him as a loving father.
把我们带回到跟神的这个正确的关系，也就是认他为父。
And restore our authority and dominion in the earth over evil spirit beings.
并且在这地上恢复我们应有的权柄，好让我们能够来胜过这个邪灵。
So he said, I've come that you might have life and have it much more abundantly.
所以耶稣他才会说他来是要叫我们得到生命，而且是更丰盛的。
I want us to look together in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 10.
那我们这一次来看的是哥林多前书第十章。
And verse 14.
第十四节。
Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry.
我所亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事。
Now, the context of this passage in 1 Corinthians 10.
在这哥林多前书第十章里面所讲的。
God has delivered Israel out of bondage and slavery in Egypt for 400 years.
首先呢，是指到说神他在起初以色列人他在埃及受奴役四百年的时候，神释放他们。
Israel was in bondage to evil, cruel taskmasters.
那个讲的也是以色列民他一直受到一个非常残酷无情的一个主人的辖制。
They were controlled by a world power under the influence of evil spirits.
那也可以讲说他们是一直受到一个这个世界之子他的一个权势邪恶权势的辖制。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
所以在哥林多前书十章
Paul talks about the journey of Israel away from Egypt and into the promises that God had for them.
保罗他一开始就是先讲到这个以色列民他当初是怎么样的被神来救赎出来然后要进入应许之地。
And he writes in the book of Corinthians chapter 10,
所以他在哥林多前书十章里面说
In verse 6, these things become our examples that we should not lust after evil things as they did.
所以他在第六节他讲说这些事都是我们的鉴戒叫我们不要贪恋恶事。
So the people of God were redeemed out of Egypt.
所以一开始的时候神的百姓他们被救赎脱离埃及。
They experienced water baptism.
然后他们进入水的洗礼。
They experienced baptism in the Holy Spirit.
也就是讲到他们受圣灵的浸。
They walked under the guidance of God.
然后走在神的引导底下。
But in 1 Corinthians 10 it records.
但是在哥林多前书十章说。
That because of idolatry.
这一切因为他们的拜偶像。
Because of sexual sin.
还有在性的犯罪。
Because of unbelief.
还有不相信。
Because of all of these things,
都因为这些事情,
the people failed to enter into the things God had planned for them.
神的百姓最终没有办法进入应许之地。
God had planned many promises for them.
神为他们预备了许多的应许。
And it broke his heart that they failed to experience his goodness.
所以让当神看到这些百姓没有办法去经历神的良善，神很难过。
Because their heart was turned away after evil things.
那是因为他们的心开始去寻求这些不好的东西。
So we're going to talk today about idolatry and occult. Practices.
所以我们今天要谈的就是拜偶像还有异端邪术。
In another session, we'll talk about sexual sin.
那在另外一堂课我们才会讲到性方面的犯罪。
Because these things are named as reasons the people of God fell.
因为这些都是圣经清楚讲到让人他犯罪然后离开神的部分。
So he says, beloved, flee idolatry.
所以他才讲到说亲爱的嘛你们要逃避拜偶像的事。
That's a very clear command.
他是很清楚的命令。
Avoid it.
你要逃避。
The Bible tells us, flee idolatry.
所以圣经讲你要逃避拜偶像的事
Flee sexual sin.
你要逃避性的罪
Flee youthful lust.
你要逃避所有你在年轻时的这种欲念
And avoid it.
你要逃避要躲避
And then he begins to talk about why idolatry is such an issue.
那后面就开始去描述到为什么要逃避拜偶像的事
And he says this in verse 19.
在十九节
What am I saying then?
他说我是怎么说呢
Is an idol anything?
其实既偶像之物算什么
Is what is offered to idols anything?
偶像又算什么
Rather, the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God.
我乃是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼不是祭神
And I do not want you to fellowship with demons.
而我不愿意你们与鬼相交
You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons.
你们不能喝主的杯又喝鬼的杯
You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of demons.
不能吃主的宴席又吃鬼的宴席
Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy?
我们可惹主的愤恨
So in this passage, Paul is really saying that an idol itself is nothing.
保罗他其实在讲的是偶像本身它算不了什么。
An idol is just a carving.
偶像只不过是人雕刻出来的。
It's an object made of man's hands.
是人手雕刻出来的。
Can be of stone or wood or gold or silver.
可能是用石头、木头或金银雕刻的。
It's just a carving made by men's hands.
它只是人手刻出来的东西。
But it's representative of a demonic being in the spirit world.
但真正重要是它代表的一个背后里面的一个邪暗权。
The Bible tells us clearly, God is made known through the person of Jesus Christ.
圣经也有讲到说神他只是他是他唯有透过耶稣基督才显明自己。
If we want to know God as a loving father,
所以我们如果想要认识这一位充满父神爱的神。
If we want to engage his presence,
那我们就要或者是要进入他的同
We must come through Jesus Christ, His Son.
唯一的管道是透过他的儿子耶稣基督。
But if we reach out into the spirit world,
可是当我们要开始进入灵界
without Jesus Christ,
没有透过耶稣基督进去
we end up engaging evil spirit entities.
我们就开始会接触到许多的邪灵
seducing spirits,
然后很多诱惑的灵
destructive spirits,
还有毁灭的灵
And so idolatry,
所以拜偶像
it opens the door directly to evil spirits.
就会让我们直接接触到邪灵
When people bow down to an idol,
当人他向一个偶像来崇拜
they are yielding and surrendering and honoring to the evil spirit that occupies the idol.
他所表现出来的意思就是说他是把他这个人呢完全是降服于一个偶像的权势
When a person makes a sacrifice to an idol,
那当另外的他又向这个偶像来献祭
they're giving something that costs them.
那他等于是他花了代价去买了一个东西献出去
But they're not giving the sacrifice to the idol.
他们所献的不是给那个偶像
It is being presented to the evil spirit that is within the idol.
他们真正献的那个对象呢是一个邪灵。
So a covenant or a contract has been reached with an evil spirit being.
换句话说就好像跟了这个邪灵之间立了一个约。
So when you make an offering to an idol,
所以当你向这个一个偶像献的祭物
you are entering into trading with an evil spirit.
意思就等于是说你开始跟邪灵之间在做一些交易行为。
Trading is a form of exchange.
那这个交易指的就是你跟他之间有一些交换。
I give you something, you give me something in return.
所以我给你一个东西，我也要求你要还我一个东西。
So it can be some food.
那有可能是食物。
Can be some incense.
那或者是我们烧香。
Can be a living animal.
或者是献活的动物。
In some case, they sacrifice children and human beings.
在有一些里面呢，他们甚至是献这个活生生的婴儿。
Believing that the costlier the sacrifice,
他们相信这种付了代价的这种祭物。
The greater the blessing would come upon them.
那这个代价的这个付的代价越高，祝福也越大。
So when people offer an offering to an idol,
所以当有人他们向这个偶像献祭物
they are making an exchange or a trade with an evil spirit.
其实是他们要希望从这个邪灵要再得到某一个东西回来。
I will give you this.
他说我给你这个咯。
And in return for my offering, I'm expecting something from you.
那现在就换你要来补偿给我一些东西。
Protection.
那比方说保护
or provision.
或者是供应
or some kind of power.
或者是某种的能力。
Implicit in every sacrifice to an idol.
所以为了要补偿他所献的这些的祭物。
Is an agreement between a person and an evil spirit.
那这个也代表说，这个人他跟邪灵之间达成了一些协议。
So idolatry opens your life to the spirit world.
所以这个拜偶像呢，会让我们跟这个灵界之间，向灵界就打开自己。
And because you've made an agreement with an evil spirit.
那另外我们又跟邪灵之间达成协议。
That spirit has a right to access your life.
那这个邪灵他就有机会能够进入你生命
，and to influence your family and your descendants，
然后进而他来影响你的后代、你的家人。
An idol is just an object。
其实这个偶像是一个物体而已。
Idolatry is the causing the placing value on that object。
但是是拜偶像这个行为让这个偶像具有了一个价值。
Use it as a substitute for God。
我们用它取代了神的位置。
So every idol is a substitute for the living God。
所以事实上，每一个偶像，它都是在取代了这位真神。
And every sacrifice we make，
那我们每一次献的一个祭物
，is a substitute for the real sacrifice God has provided for us when Jesus gave up His life for us。
也代表我们在取代了神透过耶稣基督所为我们付的代价。
When a person worships idols，
所以当一个人他拜偶像
，not only do you open your life to an evil spirit，
你不仅是让自己向邪灵敞开
，but by worshiping the idol，
那透过拜偶像这个行为
，you become impacted by it in your emotions and in your personality。
你更进一步的让你的个性、你的性格完全受到邪灵的影响。
In Psalm 115。
在这个诗篇一百一十五篇
，It says people make idols。
他讲到人雕刻偶像
，that have eyes but can't see。
他是雕刻了眼睛所看不见的
，ears that can't hear，
耳朵不能听见的
，hands that can't touch，
手不能动的
，feet that can't walk，
脚没有办法行走的脚。
Those that make them and worship them，
那凡是雕刻出这种偶像的人
，become like them。
他们自己也成为像偶像一样的。
So when we worship idols，
换句话说，当我们在拜一个偶像
，we open a door to evil spirits。
我们不仅是向这个邪灵敞开门
，our heart becomes hardened。
我们的心也变得刚硬
，our eyes become spiritually blind。
那整个眼睛呢，好也变成属灵的盲目
，our ears become spiritually deaf。
那在属灵部分，耳朵也听不见
，and our ability to connect with God is deeply impacted。
那我们跟神连接的这个能力也完全受影响。
So the Bible says to flee from idolatry。
所以圣经才会命令我们要逃避拜偶像的事。
In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3，
在这个出埃及记二十章二十三节
，God tells His people do not make any idols。
神也吩咐他的百姓不可以雕刻偶像。
Do not bow down and worship them。
也不要向他们这个俯伏敬拜。
Because the impact will be negative and destructive and last for generations。
因为这样的一个行为，它所带来的影响力是非常的毁灭性，而且会影响到后代。
Sometimes people dedicate their children to an idol。
甚至有一些人，他们会把自己的儿女献给偶像。
This is a huge grief to God.
这个对神来讲是非常令他忧伤的事。
God wants us to raise our children to love Him.
神希望我们让这个养育儿女的时候是让儿女来敬畏神、爱神。
And when a parent presents their child to an idol,
所以当父母把他们的儿女献给一个偶像
，they're opening the door for an evil spirit to enter their child.
很自动的就是让这个儿女的生命是向邪灵敞开的。
Because the parent has authority over the child,
那是因为父母对孩子是有他是有权柄。
Is God's representative in the child's life?
他们也是代表神在这地上有权柄。
If you dedicate your child to an idol,
所以当父母把你的孩子献给偶像
，or dedicate your child to a temple,
或者是把这个儿女带到庙里头献给里面的偶像
，you have given evil spirits a legal right to access that child.
就完全是让这邪灵有合法的权利可以进去你儿女的生命
，and to have power over them all of their life.
而且让邪灵他在这一辈子都对他们这个儿女有影响力。
The Bible describes in the book of Deuteronomy 28,
那在生命记二十八章
，many curses that follow those who worship idols.
有很多地方讲到拜偶像带来的咒诅。
So God wants us to be cleansed of all idolatry.
但是神他要我们完全从这拜偶像里头得洁净。
Flee idolatry, the Bible says.
要完全逃避这样的事情。
Run away from it.
你要躲避它。
Don't take a part in it.
绝对不要参与。
Nor eat the sacrifices offered to idols.
甚至也不要吃祭偶像的物品。
In other words, live your life separated to God, not to idols.
换句话说，要让你的生命完全 分别为圣，不要跟拜偶像的事物有关。
A little later, we'll talk with you about how to step free of this whole realm of idolatry.
那我们晚一点我会讲到说，怎么样的完全脱离这个拜偶像的事情。
But there are many doorways into the spirit world.
那接下来我们要看是有很多的方式会让我们向这个邪灵敞开。
There are many activities that open our lives to evil spirits.
而且会有透过很多不同的行为，就会让我们跟这样的一个邪灵连接。
Idolatry is just one of these.
拜偶像只是其中一个。
There's another whole group of activities.
但是还有很多的一些的行为行动。
Which come under the label of the occult or spiritism.
这是我们所讲的这种异端邪术或通灵。
And every one of these activities will open your life to an evil spirit as well.
那跟这些领域所相关的每一个行为都会让我们向邪灵敞开。
When we read in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy chapter 18.
我们来看生命记的第十八章。
And verse 9 through to 14.
第九到第十四节
God is talking to his people through Moses, his servant.
这个是我们看到是神对他的仆人摩西讲话。
And he is warning them about the land they're going in to possess.
而且是讲到说这个他们即将要去得的这个应许之地。
And listen to the warning.
我们来看神给他们的警告。
When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations.
从第九节开始，你到了耶和华你神所赐之地，那些国民所行可憎恶的事，你不可学着行。
So God is warning His people.
所以神已经在清楚警告他的百姓。
That when they possess the land of Canaan,
他们一旦去得着了迦南
，they should not copy what the people there do.
绝对不能照着当地的居民来做。
God would not have warned them if this was not a serious problem.
如果神没有先警告他们，表示这些不是很危险的。
And then He explains many of the things that they did.
然后神接下来又进一步的解释是他们那些人做什么。
And warns His people not to do them.
然后又警告他的百姓绝对不能。
There shall not be found among you anyone who makes a son or daughter pass through fire.
你们中间不可有人使儿女经火。
Which refers to the practice of offering up their infants to the god Molech.
那这个地方特别讲到，就是不能把他们的儿女呢去献给这个摩利的神。
Or anyone who practices witchcraft.
那也不能有行占卜的。
A soothsayer.
还有观兆的。
One who interprets omens.
用法术的。
A sorcerer.
行邪术的
，one who conjures spells，
用迷术的
；a medium，
教鬼的
；a spiritist，
行巫术的
；one who calls up the dead，
过阴的。
For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord。
凡行这些事的都为耶和华所憎恶。
And it's because of these abominations the Lord your God drives these people out from before you。
因那些国民行这可憎恶的事，所以耶和华你的神将他们从你面前赶出。
As for these nations which you will dispossess, they listen to the soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed this for you.
十四节，因你所要赶出的那些国民都听信观兆的和占卜的，至于你，耶和华你的神从来不许你这样行。
So listed here are a whole range of occult activities.
所以刚刚整个就很清楚地列出来所有异端邪术的东西。
The word occult means secret or covered or hidden.
那这种邪术它指的就是一种在秘暗中在秘密中进行的东西。
It means seeking knowledge or seeking power from the spirit world.
它意思也是说我们在这个灵界当中在寻找某种力量。
So when you look at all of those practices,
那我们如果再仔细的看圣经所列的
they were either seeking power or they were seeking informational knowledge.
他们要不呢就是要从灵界得到某种力量或者就是要得到某种知识资讯。
So when people engage in these practices,
所以当人他开始去有这样的行为
they directly make contact with evil spirits.
他们是直接的就跟邪灵有连上关系。
And once the spirits entered into their
那当这个邪灵进入他们生命
，The Bible says they were defiled by them.
那圣经就讲说，他们就整个受了污秽。
It says they had prostituted themselves.
而且甚至讲说，他们就好像是行了行淫一样。
Instead of living in a loving relationship with God,
因为他们没有跟神活在一个亲密的关系里。
They had opened their lives to His enemies.
而是让他们的生命开始向这个仇敌敞开自己。
So God warns us very strongly.
所以神他很强烈的警告我们。
Do not be involved in any of those practices.
绝对不要来接触到这些东西。
Because they open the doorway directly for evil spirit beings.
因为只要一接触到了，就是直接让邪灵进入我们生命。
Generally, you can divide these practices. into two kinds.
那我们可以把圣经所列的分成两类。
The first is called divination or fortune telling.
那第一个我们可以把它行第一类叫做是这个占卜的或算命的。
Fortune telling or divination is consulting an evil spirit to obtain secret information.
所谓的占卜的或算命的，它意思就是说，我们是想要从邪灵当中，然后去得到某种的资讯。
In the book of Acts,
那我们来看在新约里头的
chapter 16 and verse 16.
使徒行传的16章16节。
When Paul and Silas went to prayer, there was a certain slave girl who was possessed with a spirit of divination.And she met us, and she brought her masters much profit by fortune telling.
这地方是讲到保罗跟希拉，他说我们往那祷告的地方去，有一个使女迎着面来，她被巫鬼所附，用法术叫他们主人们大得财利。
So Paul was going to prayer.
这个时候是保罗他要去祷告。
And there was a woman met them.
然后有在路上就有一个女人遇见他们。
And she began to yell out and speak out loud.
她开始大声的说话。
But she was under the influence of an evil spirit.
但那个时候她是受一个邪灵影响。
The word says that some translate it possessed.
那在我们的经文里面是讲到说，中文讲到被附着。
But the literal word means to be held in the grip of or to wear like a garment.
但原文的意思其实是讲到说，他是被一个魔鬼好像披盖在他的身上。
So she was held in the grip of an evil spirit.
所以等于是说魔鬼辖制住他。
A spirit of divination.
那这样的是一个交鬼的。
That gave her secret information.
那也在就是说给他一些暗中隐藏的一些的资讯。
All of our lives are open to the spirit world.
那你要知道，我们的整个人的生命其实在灵界里面是完全被敞开的。
Your life is under observation from the spirit world.
其实我们每一天，我们的整个人的生命呢，在灵界里头是被敞开的。
It's not surprising that evil spirits have knowledge about you.
所以当然对邪灵来讲，他能够从你身上获取一些资讯。
And about your background.
那甚至了解你的背景。
And about your family.
还有了解你的家族。
And your parents.
你的父母。
And your ancestors.
还有你的祖先。
They have been observing your family and you.
因为这个邪灵，他一直都在灵界里，在观察你的家族和你。
So of course they have knowledge.
所以当然他们有某方面的资讯。
And this was the center of divination or fortune telling.
那这个呢，也就是在他们的这个整个算命的当中的一个核心。
And this scripture it very clearly tells us what the source of the power is.
而在这一节很清楚地讲到这个女的她是在什么样的 她是在这样的一个邪灵底下的影响
The spirit was in the shape of a python wrapped around her
那而且是讲到说她就像一个蟒蛇的灵在捆住她
That would whisper into her ear
这个蟒蛇绕住她而且在她耳边跟她说话
And Paul, it says, greatly annoyed, turned and commanded the spirit I command you in the name of Jesus Christ come out of her And he came out that very day
十八节讲到说，保罗心中厌烦，就转身对那鬼说：“我吩耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出去。”那鬼当时就出来了。
The woman had opened her life to fortune telling.
这个女的呢，她曾经让她自己去接受算命的灵。
Spirit had come into and around her life.
所以这个邪灵进入来捆住她的生命。
And now she earned money for her masters by doing fortune telling.
而且借由算命呢，为她的主人来赚钱。
Evil spirits don't know your future.
但是邪灵不知道你的未来。
Only God can know your future.
只有神才知道你的未来。
But they do know information about you.
但是邪灵他知道你人生的一些的资讯。
And may cause you to believe they know everything about you.
透过那个方式就让你以为说他了解你这个你的一生。
They also see the giftings on your life.
然后他们也会来去找寻你身上的一些恩赐才干。
And, but they do not know the future.
但是他们看不到你的未来。
If the spirit had known the future,
如果一个邪灵他能够知道你的未来，
it would have kept the woman away from this man Paul.
他一定不会让那个女的出现在保罗他们面前，不是吗？
Paul cast the spirit out.
因为这样子的话，这个保罗就把他赶出去了。
And the woman could no longer operate in divination.
那最后也就看到这个使女没有办法再为她的主人赚钱。
God wants us to have a relationship with Him.
所以神呢，他想要跟你有这样的一个关系。
He wants to be cleansed of all evil spirits.
他要你呢，要完全从这巫鬼得到释放。
To live our life freely.
那在我们能够完全自由活出生命
，under the influence of the Holy Spirit，
能够在圣灵的影响底下
，the Spirit of God is a loving spirit，
神的灵是充满爱的灵
，spirit of God is a peaceful spirit，
神的灵充满平安
，God's kingdom is a good kingdom，
神的国也是良善的国
，when we come under the leadership of Jesus Christ，
所以当我们降服于耶稣基督的带领
，the Bible says the kingdom of God。
圣经告诉我们说，神的国、天国
righteousness, right relationship with God and people,
是在于公义。这个公义讲到是我们要跟神、跟人有正确的关系。
Secondly, peace.
第二是平安。
And thirdly, joy that the Holy Spirit gives.
第三是在圣灵里头的喜乐。
Evil spirits don't give peace.
邪灵绝对不会给你平安。
They don't give joy.
也不会给你喜乐。
And they don't cause you to live a right life.
也不会让你有活出一个这个正确的生命。
Rather, they manipulate you.
而且他们反过来是操控你。
To increase their bondage around your life.
然后来加增他对你生命的辖制。
When Paul cast the evil spirit out of the woman,
当保罗从那个女人身上赶出污鬼，
she was set free of its influence.
她就完全脱离那样的影响。
Peace came into her life.
平安进入他生命
and a joy that only God can give.
那他也得到只有从神来的喜乐。
This is what God wants you to have as well.
这也是神他要你拥有的。
We'll take a break for a moment.
我们接下来会休息。
And when we return, we're going to look at the other area of the occult, sorcery.
接下来休息回来之后，我们再来去看到行邪术这些部分。
And then how you can break free of these things in your life.
以及谈到说你怎么样能够脱离这些得到自由。
And we'd love to pray for you to be free.
那最后我们也希望为你祷告，让你完全得自由。愿神祝福你。
Welcome back to Good TV and welcome to today's teaching. We're teaching today on freedom from idolatry and occult practices.
欢迎大家回来继续收看我们这一堂课要分享的就是怎么样的脱离拜偶像还有行邪术的这些的辖制。
And we're looking now in Acts chapter 13.
我们这次要来看的是使徒行传的第十三章。
And in verse 6.
第六节。
When Paul and his team had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer,A false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar Jesus.
这个地方是讲到保罗呢，跟着他的团队，他们经过全岛，直到帕弗，在那里遇到一个行法术、假充先知的犹太人，比较巴耶稣。
And he was with this proconsul, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. And this man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God.
那这一个人呢，他常和方博士，这个常和方博士求同，求保罗同在，是求。保罗是个通达人，他请了巴拿巴和扫罗来要听神的道。
But Elymas the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith.
那只是那行法术的以吕马，那这个名字翻出来就是指行法术，他是抵挡使徒，要叫方伯不信真道。
And Saul, who was called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently on him and said, "O full of deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, enemy of righteousness." Will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? The hand of the Lord shall be upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him. He went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand.
第九节，扫罗又名保罗，被圣灵充满，定睛看他说：“你这充满各样诡诈、奸恶、魔鬼的儿子，众善的仇敌，你混乱主的正道还不止住吗？”现在主的手加在你身上，你要瞎眼，暂且不见日光。他的眼睛立刻昏蒙黑暗，四下里求人拉着手领他。
So we saw in the previous session.
我们在上一堂讲到。
That God forbids us to be involved with evil spirits.
就是神他禁止我们去接触灵界。
Because their intent is to destroy us.
去接触这个邪灵，是因为邪灵他会毁坏我们的生命。
And so in this story here.
那在这个故事里
，We see how Paul encounters a sorcerer.
也看到保罗他是怎么样的接触到这行法术的。
And we saw in the last session major doorways that open up our lives to the spirit world.
在上一堂我们讲到就是让我们的整个生命去接触到邪灵的部分。
One is idolatry.
一个是透过拜偶像。
Idolatry directly connects you to evil spirits.
拜偶像让我们直接接触邪灵。
Second was fortune telling.
第二个就是算命。
Fortune telling directly opens the doorway for evil spirits.
算命也会直接让这个邪灵进入我们生命。
And this third area is what we call sorcery.
那第三个就是行法术、行巫术的。
Whereas divination is reaching into the spirit world for information.
那这样的占卜的东西是直接让我们进入灵界去得到一些资讯。
Sorcery is reaching into the spirit world for power.
那这样的这个巫术呢，也是想要得到一种力量。
God wants to give us all the information we need to lead our lives.
神也一定会，但是神他会给我们在世上的生命所需要的一切的资讯。
And He promises to give all the power we need to live our lives.
而且神也已经应许我们，他要给我们所需要的一切力量。
So sorcery is a substitute for God.
所以换句话说，行法术或占卜的呢，是想要来取代神。
And the sorcerer sought to withstand Paul.
那这个地方又很清楚地讲到说，这一个行法术的人，他是要完全来抵挡魔鬼保罗。
Sorcerers are people who practice magic.
那这个行法术的会让一个人他能够行出一种魔术，
Moses confronted the sorcerers in Egypt.
我们看到在旧约，摩西他直接来面对这个行法埃及行法术的人。
Their power was very real.
那他们这法术的力量是很真实的。
They demonstrated their power.
而且能够完全彰显出他们的力量。
But it was inferior to the power of God.
那但是我们要知道，但是他们这种力量是低于这个神的大能。
The power of sorcerers can be very real.
行法术的这种力量，它会很真实。
But motivating it is always bitterness and iniquity and a desire for power and influence.
但是在背后呢，它其实是来自于一个。我们对于这种力量的渴望，或者是我们里面的苦毒。
So Paul confronts the sorcerer.
那这个保罗他就直接的来面对这个行法术的。
And God brings blindness on him for a period.
而且甚至就让这个神呢，就让这个人他暂时之间瞎眼。
And his influence around the proconsul was broken.
就让他这一个他对当时候当场的这个人的影响呢，就暂时先被断除。
Occult powers take us away from the things of God.
行邪这种邪术的力量呢，会让人他脱离了神的大能。
It becomes addictive. It becomes destructive.
而且最后会让这个让人对那样的力量产生一种上瘾，而且最后它带来一个毁灭。
So once people begin to taste the power of it,
因为一个人他只要稍微去尝到这样的邪术的力量
，they become attracted to it and
他会被吸引，然后甚至可是最后会受到威胁。
So there are a number of ways that people can be involved in the occult.
那我们来看到说，一个人他怎么样的跟这种行邪术法术的去扯上关系
？It always involves rituals.
那第一个，他是会有进行某些的仪式
，and invoking spirit powers to come upon the person.
那透过这个仪式呢，就会来命令这个邪灵进入他里面。
Sometimes this is done also with sacrifices as an idolatry.
那有的时候也是会借由向这个偶像献祭物，然后让这邪灵进来。
So occult practices.
所以我们讲到行邪术。还有魔术
Any forms of magic will open your life up to this realm.
任何一种的魔术或这种法术都会让你的整个生命向灵界邪灵敞开
But there are other doorways as well.
还有其他管道
I've prayed for hundreds of young people.
比方说我为这个是好几百位的这种年轻人祷告过
Who became addicted to computer games.
这些年轻人他们是特别对于这种电脑游戏或线上游戏上瘾
Where they were role playing a sorcerer on the computer game.
他们在透过这线上游戏呢，他们要扮演某种角色，
Gain,
因为这种角色扮演而得到。
Gaining power by living in the game.
因为他们就整个投入在这样的一个电脑游戏里头。
Using sorcery to destroy their enemies.
那在这个游戏里头，他们因为要扮演某些角色，所以他必须要得到一种力量，结果就打开门让邪灵进来。
Jesus brought this revelation.
但是耶稣呢，他会启示出来。
If you look on a woman to lust after her in your heart.
这个耶稣他有讲到说，当我们看着一个妇人，然后产生的淫念。
You have already committed adultery with her.
那个时候你就已经跟这个妇人发生了这个性关系。
So what he's saying is the imagination.
那换句话说，就是你的想象力。
When you couple it with desire.
那这想象力再加上你的欲念。
Opens you up to the spirit world.
就会让你向灵界整个打开。
So when people become addicted to computer games.
所以当一个人他对于这种线上游戏就是上瘾。
Especially involving fantasy of occult powers or violence.
尤其这种线上游戏里面是跟这种幻想啦，或者是这种暴力有关的游戏。
They open their life to receive demonic spirits into them.
就完全是让自己的生命打开，让邪灵可以进入他们里面。
And they end up under the influence of occult powers.
那这些人就完全是活在邪灵的影响底下。
Another doorway is the area of drugs.
那另外一个管道就是透过吸毒药物。
The word sorcerer in the Bible,
在圣经里头来看巫术或法术
comes from a word pharmakeia in the Greek.
那它在希腊原文呢，这个是 pharmakeia.
From which we get the word pharmacy or a place that distributes drugs.
那这个字其实就是它就是医药药物的字根。
So when people take drugs,
所以当我们在吃药
it alters their state of reality.
那特别这个讲到的是一种像是毒瘾或吗啡这种药
and opens their life to the spirit world.
就是让我们的好像这意识力就减轻，然后让我们的灵会打开。
Hallucinogenic drugs，
那就是像这样的一种麻药。
Addictive drugs，
或者对这种毒药、这种毒品的这种上瘾。
Can open people up to tormenting spirits，
就很容易让一个人被这个折磨的灵、这种折磨的灵给搅扰。
This is an area that's not very well understood。
那这个部分呢，是教会好像不太明白的地方。
I read a research article quite recently。
我在前不久的时候对这个部分稍微做一些研究。
And I saw another one again yesterday。
那昨天我又看到了一个。
And they examined all of the mass shootings that took place in America。
就是讲到我们知道在美国，他们前不久就是有人戴着面罩，然后就是枪杀了许多人。
They looked for the common factors among each of the people that were involved killing innocent people at random.
那在美国，他们做的这研究，就是在这一连串发生的这种戴着面具、面罩，然后去枪杀很多人的这些的罪犯身上，他们找到一些共通点。
The most common factor that was reported was they used a gun to kill people.
那当然，第一个共通点就是这些人都是拿着枪杀人。
But what was not reported?
但是有一个部分没有报道出来。
Was that every one of those people involved in those destructive killings of other people?
那就是所有这些呢，这有枪杀人的这些罪犯。
Have been involved taking drugs.
他们都有就是吸毒的行为。
Many of them were on Prozac or some kind of drug like that.
他们这些人呢，他们都吸就是服用不同的毒品。
And so there was something in their lifestyle and in the drug taking that's opened their life to these destructive powers.
就是这些人他们的生命里头都有一个部分就是跟这个毒品扯上关系，以至于他们的生命受到毁灭。
And many times I found the hallucinations people have are very similar.And they're very occultic in nature.
那这种人呢，他们也是一样，他们就常常很容易产生一种就是幻想，或者是一种就是进入一种迷幻的地步。
Another practice that can open the doorway to the occult is martial arts.
那另外一个呢，会接触到这样的这种邪术的，就是透过我们所谓的这种功夫。
Demonic spirits can give people unusual strength.
那这样的一种就是说邪灵呢，它可以给人赋予人一种很不一样的这种不寻常的力量。
Many of the martial arts start off with practical exercises.
那我们都知道这种功夫它一开始的时候呢，它必须要做很多动作的训练。
But then progressively move towards meditation and emptying themselves and opening up to spirits.
可是最后呢，他们要进入一个地步，就是要开始要去冥想。他们透过冥想，然后就开始接触灵界，让他们去得到某种力量。
Some forms of music, heavy music, particularly with destructive words, can also open up the doorway to the occult.
那另外一种影响力呢？另外一种管道就是音乐，或者是像我们讲说重金属这种的音乐呢？他们因为重金属，他们的歌曲里头的字眼、歌词本身就是具有毁灭性的。
So let me give you some of the symptoms that you could recognize a person was being oppressed.By demonic spirits.
那接下来我来谈一下，就是说一个人他受了这样的邪灵、法术的灵影响，所展现出来一些特征是什么
？If a person has been involved in idolatry,
如果一个人他接触拜偶像
，or in fortune telling,
或者算命
，or in various forms of fortune telling,
或者是各种不同的算命方式
，or involved in occult practices,
或者是行邪术的。
Then many times they have common things happen in their life.
往往这种人呢，他们会有一些的特征出现。
Here are some of the symptoms that indicate occult powers have access to your life.
所以我现在会列举一些他们的特征，让你能够下次可以能够辨识出来。
Unexplained noises at night time.
比方说在晚上呢，他们会听见一些不明的声音。
Hearing voices.
或者他会一种像我们讲的幻听。
Unexplained sounds in the house.
他会在屋子里面听见一些声音。
Footsteps through the house.
或者是听见一些脚步声。
Doors opening and shutting.
或听见有门打开关起来
Lights coming on and off
啊，或者是看到灯会这个一下忽亮忽灭
Movement of furniture
啊，或者看到家具会动
We prayed with one woman and at night time her bed would bounce up and down Something was moving the bed
我曾经为一个妇人祷告她是在晚上睡觉每一次一睡觉她的床呢就会被一直晃动起来
The appearance of spiritual beings
那甚至会看到这个邪灵的显示
It may take on the form of a relative, a father, a mother, a grandparent
那通常这种显现可能 是有这个透过他的家人死去的家人显现出来
Sometimes the form of an old person
那有的时候或者是透过一个老人的形状显现
Sometimes a younger, more attractive person
那有的时候是透过很年轻貌美俊美的方式显现
Or a person may feel a strong heaviness like there's something oppressing over them
或者有的人他会感受到一种很沉重的这种压力在压制他
Or they may have feelings at night where they're being choked and attacked But when they wake up, there's no one there.
或者有的人，我们在中国人讲说被鬼压。
Or they may go through experiences of feeling sexually molested, but there's no one present.
或者有的人他就是会感觉到有一种东西，有一个权势在，好像在对他就是性侵犯。
It can be traumatic for a woman to go through the experience of feeling as though she's being raped physically, but there's no person there to be seen.
尤其是有一些妇人，他们会很真实的，就是感受到有一个力量，好像在对他们做性侵犯。可是他眼睛张开，并没有任何人在房间里。
Unusual or supernatural strength is an evidence demonic spirits are there.
那或者就是他们会经历到某一种很不寻常的一种超自然的一种能力在影响他们。
Tormenting unclean thoughts constantly.
还有一种就是有些人他会持续不断的有这种折磨他的污秽的意念。
Especially if they're very perverse in their nature.
尤其是就是好像他们在这种本性的上面是非常的受到一种的扭曲。
Agitation in the presence of someone who's anointed.
那或者是一遇到有一个被神膏抹的人呢，他在这种人面前就会觉得自己很受不了。
And if a person comes to Christ,
那当一个人信主之后
，they may find they really struggle.With reading the Bible or with understanding the things of God.
那他有这种被邪灵搅扰的，他会发现他没有办法专注的读经文，或者就是只要一读就很烦躁。
So these manifestations or paranormal experiences.
那刚刚所列举出来的这种行为反应
，coupled with confusion in the thought life regarding spiritual things.
或者是呢，对于所有这个跟灵有关的东西呢，常常觉得很困扰、很困惑。
Or torments that people may have.
啊，或者他们经历到一些的折磨、搅扰。
These can all be evidence of occult activity.
这些呢，刚刚讲的这些都是跟就是说这种行邪术有关、行邪术的灵。
How can we break free of this?
那但是我们要怎么样得到释放
？Well, the first thing we need to recognize.
首先是要先认出这些东西。
Is that Jesus Christ Himself.
然后我们要承认耶稣基督
has paid the price on the cross
已经在十字架上付代价
to free us from all such bondage
要释放我们脱离这一切的辖制
It tells us in Colossians chapter 3 chapter 2
在哥罗西书第二章
and verse 13 and 14
13-14节说
that Jesus has forgiven us all our sins
就是耶稣他已经赦免我们一切的过犯
having taken the list of sins which was against us
那所有抵挡我们这些的罪
he nailed it to the cross
他全部都带到十字架上
and with a disarmed spiritual powers
然后再废除了所有一切这些邪灵的权势
so Jesus Christ has at the cross
所以这个耶稣基督他在十字架上
paid the price for you to be forgiven
已经为你付了一切的代价让你得赦免
and for you to be free
让你得自由
so our first step to all freedom.
所以第一个要得自由的
is the person of Jesus Christ.
就是要去接受耶稣基督。
He is the one who sets us free.
只有耶稣基督才能叫我们得自由。
He is the one who saves us.
只有他能救我们。
The word to be saved.
那所谓的救
means to rescue or deliver or heal or restore.
就是要拯救或者是赎回或者是恢复。
So our first step forward to be set free.
所以要得自由的第一步
is to receive Jesus Christ as your savior.
就是要接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
Believe that what he did on the cross,
然后要全心相信他在十字架上
成就的 in dying for your sins and rising from the dead,
为你的罪死了，然后从死里复活
has broken the power of sin and the curses and demonic spirits,
是能够完全断除你生命里面的一切的咒诅，还有邪灵对你的影响
There's also a need to repent.
那另外一个就是你要认罪悔改
and confess the things that we've done.
你要承认你过去所犯的罪
Let me read for you an example in Acts chapter 19.
我们来看使徒行传的第十九章
In Acts chapter 19.
在使徒行传十九章
And it says in verse 18.
在十八节
Many of those who believed came and confessed and told their deeds, and many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. They counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver.
那已经信的多有人来承认诉说自己所行的事，凭素行邪术的也有许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧。他们算计书价，便知道共和五万块钱。
Ephesus was the center of magic.
那这个时候是讲以弗所，他那时候是整个行邪术的一个中心。
But when people saw the reality of Jesus Christ and His power,
可是当众人他们看到耶稣基督真正的那份大能
，They responded to Christ.
他们就向基督来反应。
And then they came and openly confessed what they had been involved in.
而且是公开的来承认他们过去所犯的罪。
They renounced their connection to evil spirits.
他们也公开的来废弃。弃绝他们所有跟邪灵的这个关系
confessed them,
承认他们一切的罪行
and then they burned all the books and objects they had associated with the occult
而且把所有跟邪术有关的书全部都拿出来烧掉
so if you want to be free
所以如果你真的要得自由
of the tormenting spirits
要不想再被折磨的灵这个搅扰
the first step
第一步
is to come to Jesus Christ
就是讲到的要来到耶稣基督面前
God so loved the world
神爱世人
He gave His only begotten Son
以至于将他的独生子赐给他们。
He gave him to die on the cross.
然后这个是让耶稣死在十字架上。
That if we would believe in him, we would not perish but receive eternal life.
叫一切相信的不至灭亡，反得永生。
If you've been involved in occult activities,
如果你过去参与过这种邪术
you need to confess them to the Lord.
你必须向主来承认。
And turn away from them.
然后完全的回离开。
If we confess our sins,
只要我们承认我们的罪
He's faithful and just to forgive us.
神是信实是公义的，必要赦免我们。
And cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
然后洗净我们一切的不义。
Secondly,
第二步,
we need to renounce
我们必须弃绝,
any agreements we've made with evil spirits.
过去所跟这个邪灵做的任何的协议,
any invitations we've made.
比方说我们邀请他进来,
any covenants we've made.
或者跟他立的任何约定,
any agreements we've made with evil spirits.
任何跟邪灵达成的协议, 交易,
fortune telling, occult practices.
邪术,
we need to renounce them, cancel them.
我们必须完全的弃绝, 取消它,
speak words out,
要直接说出来,
to break their power.
然后就完全断开。
If we have been hurt by someone,
或者是我们曾经被人伤害过,
we need to release forgiveness.
我们必须释放出饶恕,
and reach out to Jesus to set us free.
然后来支取耶稣, 然后让耶稣来释放我们。
This is what the Bible says.
这是圣经说的。
In James 4, verse 6 and 7,
在这个雅各书四章六节七节,
God resists proud people,
讲到说神抵挡骄傲的人,
but He gives grace or empowerment to humble people.
赐恩给谦卑的人。
If we will humble ourselves or submit under the hand of God,
那只要我们愿意顺服神,
then we can resist the devil and he will flee from us.
我们就有能力抵挡魔鬼, 魔鬼见到我们也必逃跑。
So perhaps some of you have been involved in occult activities.
所以可能你们有些人过去行过邪术。
There are so many different kinds.
那有很多这种邪术的这种管道。
The key question to ask is this.
那真正要问的问题是,
Was I involved in anything where there was supernatural power?
我到底过去有没有接触过任何这种超自然的这种东西?
Or supernatural information?
或者是想要透过超自然的力量得到资讯。
If the answer is yes,
如果是的话
then you've been involved in the occult.
那就是简单来讲，你就是接触邪术。
And have come into agreements with evil spirits.
而且你也跟这个邪灵达成过协议。
So if we want to be free from idolatry,
所以如果我们想要从拜偶像得这个释放
free from occult activities,
要离开这个行邪术的
we firstly come to the Lord.
所以我们一定要先来到主面前
confess what we have done,
承认我们过去所做的一切
renounce our agreements,
然后弃绝我们达成的这种协议。那所有这些的立约的关系都要弃绝。
Ask the Lord to set us free.
求主释放我们。
And resist those spirits.
然后接下来就要抵挡那些邪灵。
They must depart from us.
我们这些邪灵就最后一定会离开。
It may be well while you're watching this program.
那也许你们现在在收看节目的观众。
That you're feeling uncomfortable.
你现在开始觉得有点不舒服不安。
You're feeling agitated.
你觉得坐立难安。
Because the Spirit of God is present to bring you freedom.
那是因为有神的同在，神的灵，然后他要让你得到自由。
So I want to do two things.
所以我接下来你们做两件事。
I want to lead you in a prayer.
我要带你们做一个祷告。
To position yourself.
让你能够把你放在一个位置上。
For the power of God to set you free.
是让神的大能能够释放你。
Then I want to pray for you.
然后我要再为你做祷告。
That you will be delivered of those spirits.
让你能够从这一些的邪灵完全的释放。
Spirits associated with idolatry.
跟拜偶像的。
Spirits associated with divination.
还有跟行邪术这占卜的。
Spirits associated with occult practices.
跟这行邪术的。
So wherever you are right now, just close your eyes.
所以不管你现在在哪里，请你闭上眼睛。
And follow us in this prayer.
跟我们一起做这个祷告。
When you pray this prayer,
当你做这个祷告
，God will hear you.
神就听见。
Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name.
我们在天上的父，我奉耶稣的名来到你面前。
I open my heart today.
我今天向你敞开心。
To receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord.
接受耶稣基督成为我的救主和主人。
Thank you for sending Jesus.
感谢你差派耶稣。
To die on the cross for my sins.
为我的罪死在十字架上。
Today I turn from sin.
今天我要远离我的罪。
I turn from idols.
我要远离拜偶像。
I turn from all evil spirits.
我要远离一切的邪灵。
And I turn to you, the living God.
我要转向你这位真神。
I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord.
我要接受耶稣基督成为我的救主和主人。
I ask you to forgive all of my sins.
我求你赦免我一切的罪。
And I receive that forgiveness now.
现在我要来领受你的赦免。
I receive your Holy Spirit into my heart.
我要领受你的圣灵进入我的内心。
And I give you my life today.
也把我的生命献给你。
Before heaven and earth, I declare,
在天地的面前，我要宣告
Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord.
耶稣基督是我的救主。
I renounce now.
现在我要弃绝
all idolatry.
所有的这个偶像拜偶像。
I cancel now.
我要完全的取消
all generational agreements with evil spirits.
要完全的废除我们在整个家族里头一切跟邪灵的协议。我现在废除
any dedication of my life to an idol or temple.
在我生命过去任何一个时候献给邪灵的，献给庙的。
Cancel that agreement now.
我现在要废除当初所做的一切的协议。
I renounce now.
现在我要废除。
Any sacrifice I have made to an idol.
过去我曾经向偶像献的一切祭物。
Any invitation I have made to an evil spirit.
还有我过去对这个邪灵做的任何的邀请。
I renounce now.
我现在废除。
All divination.
所有的占卜。
Every form of fortune telling.
所有各种方式的算命。
I cancel all words that have been spoken of my life by fortune tellers.
还有透过算命。占卜对我的生命所说过的一切的话，我现在完全废除。
I renounce now.
我现在要废除。
All agreements made with the cult powers.
所有跟这个邪术之间所达成的一切的协议。
Any agreement I have made in my life.
在我的生命当中过去所做的任何的协议。
To open my life to evil spirits.
然后让我的生命向邪灵打开的。
I cancel it now.
现在完全的废除。
Lord, today.
今天
I claim freedom in Jesus' name.
我要奉耶稣名宣告我的生命是自由
的。I ask you, Lord, to set me free.
恳求主释放我。
From tormenting occult powers.
脱离这个邪术带来的折磨。
Tormenting spirits of idolatry.
还有这个拜偶像带来的折磨。
And I speak to those evil spirits.
我现在要对邪灵来说。
In Jesus' name, I command you to go from my life.
我奉耶稣的名命令你现在完全离开我。
Now, as you just worship the Lord where you are.
当你刚刚在这样子来敬拜神，我而且也对这个邪灵来说。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我现在要说奉耶稣基督的名。
I speak now to those spirits oppressing people watching this program.
我现在要命令所有在折磨这些看这个节目的这些观众。
I break all curses of idolatry.
我要来斥责这个拜偶像的邪灵。
I break all curses associated with divination and fortune telling.
我要来斥责所有这些跟行占卜还有邪术有关的邪灵。
I break all curses and agreements made with sorcery.
那我要来斥责所有行巫术的这。一切的邪灵和邪
异。
所任何带来的这些的力量。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我奉耶稣基督的名。
I break those agreements now.
我要断开所有过去达成的协议。
I command tormenting occult spirits.
所以我要来命令这个
idolatry,
行邪术的，行拜偶像的。
Bitterness,
还有这个行巫术的，
hatred,
还有这个憎恨的，
divination,
还有行占卜的，
sorcery,
行巫术的，
magic of all kinds,
行各样魔术的。
I command those familiar spirits,
我还有这种从家族来的熟识的灵，
now,
我现在命令你们完全离开。
I release freedom,
你要来让这个人得自由。
I command blessing now,
我现在要命令这个祝福要临到每一个有做出回应的人。
I command peace on you right now.
我现在命令平安临到你们。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
奉耶稣基督的名。
I release blessing,
我要向你释放祝福。
And peace into your home,
还有平安临到你的家庭。
May the love of God touch you right now.
愿神的爱现在来触摸你们。
God bless you.
愿神赐福你们。